A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The gospel reading for today is so powerful in so many ways. First of all, in its brevity, it simply says that Jesus saw the man named Matthew sitting at his custom post and says, "Follow me." Now, it just happened that Matthew was a tax collector, not one of the most popular fellows in town. They were held in disdain, and they hung with all kinds of riffraff. So why did Jesus need to call one of them to be in his inner circle? Jesus was not following the custom of his time and had crossed the boundary that had been in place for all time. Then Matthew, too, continues this moving beyond boundaries and simply got up and followed him. So what was it that transpired between these two men? Men from different sides moved toward each other rather than keeping the boundary of hate in place. Was it in the eyes? The look? What did Jesus see in this man whom many held in disdain? And what did Matthew see in Jesus that he lowered himself and followed? So what was it in the eye beheld that moved the hearts of both of these men? Hearts moved to such a point that Jesus comes back again and makes the challenge that came straight from Hosea, that God desires mercy, not sacrifice. So, from the mouth of God, the theme is set: love, mercy, forgiveness, and service. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, builds on this with his variation when he urges us to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Let's do a life review and identify when and where God has looked so deeply into your being that you have been moved to do an about-face and change from the inside out. Is there someone in your life that you feel you have reached across the abyss and life has been different for the other and for you? Now, 32 years after the United Nations declared this day International Day of Peace, let us look at these readings for this day that was established to encourage worldwide observations for peace and nonviolence. The airways are filled with anything but for peace and nonviolence. Daily, almost hourly, we are on the brink of war in the very lands where Jesus and his disciples, including Matthew, walked and established their community of love. Today, many in the Western world cry out for the use of violence against Assad over his use of chemical weapons against his own people. Righteous anger is understandable. But let us turn our attention to the innocent who will suffer in a retaliatory attack. Let us be one with the patriarch of the Greek Catholic Church in Damascus in his call for no more bombing. No more bombing. Let us pray that we may have the love to hold the other in our gaze as Jesus and Matthew held each other, so that all differences melt in the passion of the love in our hearts. Let us honor all peoples so that we may be led to ways of healing and reconciliation. And may that reconciling love that knows no boundaries help us to build a community of justice and peace. Let our hearts irrigate the land with mercy. Let our minds replace suspicion with compassion. Let our arms be used for acts of kindness and justice. This is the prayer we are invited to pray this day. Then we, with Paul, may live in a manner worthy of the call we have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.